enlightened humanized world looks at it and says, oh, isn't it tragic that some people are being killed for the sake of their religion? But they think it's a silly for people to die for the sake of their religion.
Why don't they just give it up?
Come on. It's like, just give it up. It's only to them a matter of opinion. It's not really a matter of life and death. When Christians look at martyrs, of course, we weep, we cry. The people that loved Lawrence, think about that. They loved this man and they saw him. He'd taken care of them. He provided for their needs. And they saw him, you know, being roasted alive. It's a horrible thing. But the joy of the Lord was his strength. And that enabled them, as they were with tears in their eyes, I'm sure, to remember and treasure the story. And in fact, they gathered up his bones and buried them. And, you know, a church was soon built over that spot to commemorate the deed of St. Lawrence. So, like, you know, in our days, no one's ever going to forget the day that the Coptic martyrs were, you know, lined up on the beach and they were, you know, one after the other dispatched. And as terrifying and horrible and awful as that was from the earthly perspective, and it should never be justified, on the divine side, we go, look at the stars, look at those whom Christ has crowned with the stars of martyrdom, one after the other. He has called them and crowned them, and it is a blessed thing. Tertullian was right. The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. It just keeps on rolling on. And it can't not be that way when the life that's in the people who have been baptized into Christ is the life of him who is forever beyond death and the grave.